Okay, fine. You were right. It's a good show, and I really like it. Now quit it with that smug look. I remember, I'll accept my loss because I'm not a sore loser, unlike someone else here. So I'll pay for dinner. Do you already know what you want, or do you need a second to think? Alright, sounds good. Here, use my phone. You get it all typed in and I'll pay. Oh, I'm not hungry. I mean, yes, but I didn't mean I was like food hungry. I mean, I'm more blood hungry. Yeah, bloodthirsty is the more appropriate term, but that has an entirely different connotation. And I'm not sure I'm a ruthless, feral type of hungry, more like a grumpy but tired and lazy type of hungry, but that's just gonna have to work for now. Usually I would, but the person I've been getting blood from recently moved out of the city, so I only have the 3 bags in the freezer until the blood donor program can match me up with someone new. I'm trying not to drink the blood bags just yet, because they usually take at least a month to find a match, and I'm trying to spread them out until then. Oh yeah, it's definitely not going to be easy. Usually I have 2 a week, and now I have to cut it down to 1 every 10 days. Oh, hell, the last time I drank one was over a week ago, so I'm already feeling pretty drained. That being said, sorry if I'm pretty grumpy for the next few weeks. It's going to feel like I'm on the worst diet ever. I mean, it's certainly not ideal, but it shouldn't be overly dangerous in the long run. I have pretty good self-control, so I shouldn't go on a rampage unless it takes them longer than a month. If I figure out that it's going to be longer than that, I can try posting something online and hopefully find a temporary fix that way. My health? Oh, I should be fine, so long as it doesn't go on for too long. Wait, what? Are you sure? You really be willing to let me feed on you? Thanks, I really appreciate that. I promise I'll only ask to feed on you if I really need it. I mean, I really appreciate that, but like I said, I don't want to feed off you unless I absolutely can't go any longer. I feel bad if I had to drink from you more than once in a month. Even most donors only give a month's supply at a time. You'd really be fine with that. Are you sure? If you're positive, then that actually sounds really good right now. Would you mind if I drink just a bit before your food was here? It's been a good while since I've gone this long without blood, and I'm honestly not sure I can wait that long when you've put that kind of offer out there. Can you blame me for being impatient? It's been a while since I've been this hungry, and you're willing to let me feed on you. I think I'm allowed to be a bit excited. Biting your wrist would probably be the easiest. How far can you roll up your sleeve? Oh, I think that's gonna be too tight and restrict your blood flow, which wouldn't be much help to either of us. I know it's a bit weird to ask, but could I bite your neck? I think it's gonna be a lot easier. All right, Ethan, it's a plan. So let's see. The easiest way to do this is going to be if you scoop back a bit and you'll need to spread your legs a bit since I'm going to put one of my legs between yours so I can keep my balance, okay? Oh, yeah. So you'd rather it be me spreading my legs for you? Well, maybe I like the sound of that too. Maybe I want you to say that to me more. All right. Enough joking around. My stomach might actually try to kill me if I don't drink from you soon, but are you comfortable like this? My knee isn't pressing up against you too much or anything. Okay, good. Now I'm gonna lean in a bit closer so I can take a closer look. Hey, I'm gonna put my hand on your neck so I can find your external jugular. Tilt your head a bit for me. Thanks. Alright, got it. I'm gonna bite you now, okay? Keep that pretty head of yours right here. It feels really good to actually have some blood again. But that being said, I'm feeling pretty tired. Drinking that much after going for so long is pretty disorienting. It's making me a bit dizzy. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just a bit tired. I think I'm gonna go lie down for a little bit. It says your food should be here in a minute or two, so just go ahead and eat. I'll be awake in time for movie night, okay? What just happened? What the fuck just happened? This has never happened before. Not even when I hadn't fed in weeks. Why the fuck am I so wet? Shit. I don't think I've been this turned on in months. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Was there blood? Oh, it was your blood, wasn't it? Oh, I bet it was. God, I've never tasted blood like that. I can't even. Oh, you little fucking devil. Do you even know how good you taste? Did you tell me to drink your blood on purpose? Did you know it would get me so turned on? Did you even know what I tasted in your blood? No, there's no way you could know, but oh, I do. Oh, do I know? Oh, those hormones, the way they saturate in your blood, I could still taste it. Oh, you were aroused when I bit you, shit, it turned you on when I drank from you. Oh, I don't think you know what that does to vampires. What that does to me, all those chemicals in your blood, all that carnal desire. Oh, when I drink your blood and all that red hot wants floods into my body, it's like, fuck. Oh, it's like a drug. Oh, better yet, it's like an aphrodisiac with how much it's turning me on. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, I need more. need to come while I think about you and your delicious blood and your sexy body. You know, I always thought you were attractive ever since we moved in together. You wouldn't even believe me if I told you how often I've gotten off to the thought of you. Fuck. The amount of fantasies I've had about you, holy shit. You could fill an entire bookshelf full of downright pornographic thoughts I've had. Almost every time I've come, I'm thinking of all the dirty, filthy ways I want to be with you. And now that I know how fucking good your blood tastes, I'm gonna have so much more. Oh, even right now, I can't stop thinking about how much I want to touch you while I bite into your neck. I want to drink your blood slowly while I make you come all over my hand until you're shaking. I want to feel you moan my name while my teeth are buried in your throat. Oh, God, I want to see my bite marks on your throat. Better yet, I want to see them all over you. I want to explore your body with my mouth so I can see where you like me drinking from the most. Oh, everyone says it feels so good to have their neck bitten, but what would you like the most? Your chest, your hip, your thigh. I want to find out so I can tease you with it. Every time I see the marks I leave on that spot, I want to tease you with it. I want to kiss and lick over it. I just want to work you up until I finally sink my teeth in you so I can hear the pretty noises that you make. Well, I keep thinking of all the places to bite you. There's one that keeps coming back to my head. And oh, damn it. It sounds so good. Oh, that pretty tongue of yours. I want to bite your tongue just enough to make you bleed. So when we kiss, I can taste it as it covers my tongue and drips down my throat. Oh, I want to kiss like that while we fuck. So between every single moan, I can lick up all the stray blood that leaks out of your mouth. I want to use my tongue to clean up all the blood that trails down your neck and chest. I want to come with the taste of you. I want to come with the taste of you. And I want to come with the taste of you on my tongue. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Let me taste you. Let me taste your blood while you come for me. Actually, just did that. Oh my god. Oh, I need more. Fuck, I need to feed on you again. Oh, you just made me come so fucking hard. Maybe I can even offer you something in return. Maybe you want me to show you how good your blood makes me feel.